listener production.
Good morning, it's Andrew Schau with the latest. No surprise to renters this morning, with the latest data from Domain showing it's getting increasingly difficult to find somewhere to rent in regional Victoria. Property editor Alice Stoles says people are continuing to look for a tree change, which is affecting vacancy rates around the Goulburn Valley and Gippsland.
Also, the capital city markets are quite tight, so people are going further and further afield and thinking more creatively when it comes to actually getting a rental.
Police are appealing for information to help find missing 51-year-old man Mark. He was last seen in Warragul on March 31, believed to have travelled by train to watch an AFL match, but he hasn't returned home. He's known to frequent the Melbourne CBD and Dandenong areas. Best call Warragul Police Station if you have any information. In other news, the Hunter Boyle Children's Swim Program, which launched in Shepparton, has been awarded the Australian KidSafe Program of the Year. And with changes to the country's industrial relations laws on the horizon, the Victorian Chamber of Commerce and Industry is hosting a series of workshops in regional Victoria. They'll be highlighting how the federal reforms will affect local businesses. Paul Guerra says they're wanting to make sure that businesses across the state are aware of the changes.
We don't want to leave regional Victoria out of it, and that's why we're coming out to the regions in person with a series of free workshops, which will be conducted by our Victorian Chamber experts in IR, and we know that sitting through that session, every business owner or manager will be better prepared.
You can register by heading to the Victorian Chamber website. One's being held in Shepparton next Monday and another in Traralgon on April 30. A big weekend in the Goulburn Valley footy coming up. Maroopna is taking on Echuca in a top-of-the-table clash. With two wins already under the Cats' belt so far this year, President Bill Dowling says player loyalty is serving them well.
We've got a number of players that are continuing on from years past, and that always helps. And the same coaches, a lot of the same players, and it just seems to be working.